Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. All right, so today I am going to talk to you about circling. So tomorrow night we are having a circling event on Zoom. I will put all of the information in our podcast episode description there for you. It is free. It is open to everybody. Bring a friend. I'm hoping to have a really good showing. There will be no recording because this is not a teaching, telling kind of a situation. I'm not doing a training. We're not doing networking. We are literally practicing what it's like to relate human to human. I'm going to provide safe space for you. Okay. So many people, number one, have never practiced this kind of relating before. So I'm going to make it extremely clear and simple. We're going to have four guidelines that help us, to kind of create ground rules so that everybody agrees on them. So I found that when I started this practice of circling, once I knew there was safe space and there were these guidelines, I could just be who I was. And so that is my goal for you, that you would feel the same way. Okay. So the four guidelines that we're going to use, number one, confidentiality. So what stays in circling, what's said there stays there. All right. So, we're just going to make that commitment because many of the people that you're going to be with, this is kind of a who's who of knows Michelle, right? So I've been traveling the world and connecting with a ton of other people. There will be a wide and diverse group of people who come to this circling event. So if you're interested in meeting people from all different places, come. But confidentiality is key because we want you to be safe to actually share with this person. Now, one of the beautiful things that I've experienced within circling for myself and with other people is that oftentimes when you're doing this activity with a stranger, you can be more real and honest because you're like, I'm never going to see this person again, right? And there isn't really that confidentiality issue because they're a stranger. And you're like, I don't know, I don't care. Go tell your best friend, right? So there's a level of safety there that you might not be able to have with other people in your life, right? The second guideline is there are no expectations. So anything goes, okay? The only thing that we ask is that you be as honest as possible, okay? Because honesty and authenticity are really, really key to relating well with others. But no expectations, meaning there's no right or wrong way to relate with other people. So I'm not going to, share with you, hey, use this communication style and make sure you get good at it. No. There's no rights or wrongs. If you decide, hey, I'm okay with sharing X, Y, and Z, but not A, B, and C, that's fine. Do that. The next thing is that we want to listen beyond words. So what does that mean? We want to get away from, sometimes when you're in a conversation, have you ever noticed that you're waiting for the other person to be done saying what they're saying so that you can respond? Or sometimes when I'm observing conversations, people are in what I call dueling monologues, right? One person will share a story of a vacation they took and another one will share a story and they're trying to like one up the other person, right? That's not relating. We're trying to listen beyond words. So trying to get out of the pattern or habit of figuring out what you're going to say while that other person is talking, trying to really dial in, like, what is that person talking or saying, right? And what are they saying with their heart, not just their words? So what are their values, their feelings? This is something that has to be caught, not taught. And I promise you, I'm going to give you very simple guidelines in order to know how to do this. So simple, in fact, that when you leave the Zoom, first of all, you're going to feel seen, heard, valued, noticed, and loved like you've never felt before in your life. I guarantee you. And you're going to be able to do that for whoever you're with in our activities, guaranteed, in a very simple way, even if you've never done that for another person before. Okay? I promise you. Now, when you come out of that Zoom, you're going to be able to take what I share with you and immediately go use it with somebody in your life. So think about relationships that you have right now, personal, professional, whatever, that might be a little rocky, or you're just having disconnections, or a relationship that you would just like to deepen, right? I promise you, you're going to practice some things. You're going to have some feelings. You're going to come to some aha awarenesses, and you're going to be able to take what we share with you in that Zoom and immediately use it for the better in your life. Okay. And then the fourth guideline is we're intending to relate only. So what does that mean? There's no fixing. There's no healing. There's no free advice. There's no coaching. There's no energy work. There's no nothing like that. We are literally, I'm a person having the experience of life, sharing my experience with you, and you share your experience with me. We are not getting to a goal. We are not getting to a, you know, yes, you will probably have an aha awareness. That's kind of inherent in the nature of it. And many people will actually take that and they'll do something with it after. I know for myself, after I've been in a really good circling activity, there's usually something that arises for me that I either, you know, take to my next therapist appointment, do a Psych-K balance over it, talk to a friend. So that will naturally occur, but we are not doing that within this space. We are literally just relating human to human. Okay. And this is a struggle. So for those of you who struggle with, you know, you're an empath and you don't know how to have boundaries over your feelings, this is a great way to practice that. For those of you who struggle to help or overgive, right? You're always trying to help someone. This will force you not to do that. And I promise you, it'll be a little uncomfortable, but it will really help you. For those of you who are always helping and serving someone else and rarely get an opportunity to share yourself or be seen and heard yourself, this is really going to be a great opportunity for you. Okay. So I honestly think every human needs to practice this. And in my experience, what I've noticed is that, you know, gosh, 10, 15 years, I've been talking about communication and relationship building and, you know, all the things that go around that. I could teach on that for days and weeks and months. But I have never had the experience like I have in circling, where I come out of it and go, oh my gosh, there's all of these different lessons that I've been teaching forever. And when I run these activities with my clients, whether in Zoom or in person at retreats, they are powerful. And people come to their own awarenesses of like, I didn't realize how much, you know, I was feeling someone else's feelings until I had to like stop and check in on my own. I didn't realize how much I was really wanting to like interrupt this person. I didn't realize how much I was really trying to give them advice and I had to keep my mouth shut. Right. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that you learn in this that, they're subconscious, right? They're not in your conscious, your knowledge brain. I can teach you a lesson on this. I can give a podcast episode on this, but until you go through some circling experiences, you're not really going to feel it. Okay. So, in my opinion, I still go see a therapist, but honestly, there are certain circling activities that once I started to do them, I was like, oh yeah, this could replace that whole therapy idea. And so if you're interested in just relating with more open-minded people, meeting new people, but not in a way that has any expectation of who you are as a person, you know, practicing some skills that can actually help you in your real life, and also having that sense of care from another person, please join us. Again, it's tomorrow night. It's 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Again, we're not recording because this is not teaching. This is just relating. It will not be the last time that we do this. And just a caveat, circling is the easiest thing to do And it's the hardest thing to explain. So I've done my best to explain it to you, but you really won't truly understand what circling is until we come and do it together. Okay? So bring a friend if you can. I will try to do this. I'm looking at least maybe once a month, and trying to keep it free at this point, at least as long as my schedule allows. And so if you can't make it this time, it's okay. I'll let you know in the future when we're doing it again. Okay? If you have any questions, obviously let me know, and we'll go from there. All right. Sound good? All right, I hope to see you tomorrow night. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.